Buzz Fishing. My name is Natalie.
Christy, your mom.
And we are going to be covering Agent Carter Season 1, Episode 8, Valediction.
It's the last episode of this season! We have our usual disclaimers, which doesn't cover the fact that we're giggling. It covers some other stuff, which is
serious stuff.
Yeah, like cursing. And that there are spoilers for this show, which again, you know, if you're at this episode, you really should have been watching the show by now. But we also are having things to drink. And I want to know that for this show, and possibly this person episodes going forward, we have been going out and having special drinks because Natalie's been home because we like doing that as a special occasion kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so this time around, we have what? What thing you have?
I had a chocolate covered strawberry martini. Ooh. It was delicious.
Oh, that sounds so good. I also had a sparkle bomb, which is a martini, but it's like got Chambord and peach stuff. And oh my goodness, we've been so terribly happy doing
it. Yeah, well, that's why we've been having like very interesting
conversations, interesting to us.
Not just that, but like we've been having interesting drinks lately. Yes. Especially me. I'm not usually much for like very interesting.
Well, right. We don't usually have all of these ingredients around the house, but having them out is so much fun. It's been great having you home.
No, it's been great being home.
Yay! I'm ecstatic that you've done this. So we are covering season one.
Episode 8, Valediction.
Of Agent Carter.
Of Agent Carter.
Yes.
A radio program is doing the Captain America Radio Hour.
Captain America Radio, which it's not nearly as fun how they use this in this episode. I'm sorry.
No, because they're recreating Steve going into the ocean.
Well, but they also don't have a whole lot of penguins, which is sad.
In the Captain America Radio Hour, yeah. The agents arrive at the movie theater and find all the dead bodies, which makes them think they killed each other.
Well, it's not just that.
Because of the wounds.
It's the wounds. They've got bite wounds on people. They have eye gouging. They have things that don't require external implements.
Crazy
stuff.
It's not
a monster, and it's not, and you know, the bite wounds aren't consistent with something other than a human. So they are definitely aware that, holy shit, we got people killing people.
Sousa finds the gas canister, which started it all with Stark's logo on it.
Oops.
Okay. And gets sprayed with it, which makes him try to kill Thompson and hit Peggy before he's knocked out by somebody else.
Oops.
Stop. Mom, stop it. Anyway, Donnie and Doc. The doctor get pulled over by cops, and Dottie's first instinct is to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
The doctor tells her not to. Mm-hmm. She gets out of the ticket. The cop overhears over the radio about the stolen car Dottie is driving, but she's already pointing a gun at him. So obviously that doesn't end well.
I actually thought that he was going to die, but that doesn't.
No,
exactly
it definitely happens.
See,
off state.
No, we. Yes, we do.
Oh, right. He gets hypnotized. Oh. Spoilers! Sousa wakes up strapped to a hospital bed, and Peggy tells him what happened, and he apologizes for hitting her, which is a great gentlemanly thing to do.
This is a good guy.
This is a good guy.
I like him.
And he says, I still want to kill Thompson, but no more than usual.
I wish we all kind of feel on some level.
So funny. They get back to the office, and Thompson talks about how the doctor has 9 canisters of the gas.
Oops.
Mom, also, is that all you can say? Oops.
No, it is not all I can say. And so we've got
Peggy thinks
Howard
the doctor has a specific target, and Howard walks in
Howard
with Jarvis and says, the target is me.
Right. And so they all pull guns on him, which is super fun. Howard is supposed to be under arrest. But he doesn't take it seriously, which, you know, I gotta admit, I'm not taking things seriously right now either. Howard says that the Finau deaths are on him. And the reason that he says that is that he created this gas, midnight oil, which was supposed to help soldiers stay awake, but in fact ended up failing because it actually ended up creating the situation where they all wanted to kill each other and had all the effects of
insomnia,
like long-term insomnia. So that was dumped on Fennell by McGinnis, the general that we had mentioned previously. And when Howard saw the results of what had happened, he was horrified and he just pulled everything from the U.S. military so that they could not use it for something as awful as that again.
Yeah, SUSE survived, but it usually causes asphyxiation,
right?
Which explains why the two Russian agents had their voice boxes removed. Yeah. Peggy figures out that the doctor uses... I did not finish this note. I don't know what it means. That doctor uses hypnosis. I can figure it out myself. Hypnosis. Stark wants to be the bait for the SSR's trap to catch the doctor. Donnie and the doctor are planning to steal a plane, but doctor hears on the radio that Howard is in town and presenting a breakthrough on his case.
He's like, hey.
Stark corrects what the scientist did to his inventions. It's a very funny moment of him to be like, that's not how this is supposed to be stored. Right. And so it's like, how are they supposed to know?
Right, because Peggy takes Howard to the lab and he's like freaking out, like, oh my God.
My babies.
Like, oh, my children.
It's very funny.
Howard also is very feeling very guilty, almost like he needs to sacrifice himself. And Peggy points out, like, no, you don't. He says, look, McGinnis, and she says, McGinnis is at fault for what happened here. She gives Howard some body armor, and he's like, oh, this is cheap shit. I want my own body armor. And he gets his own that he has created. Thompson says that they have this whole big press conference, and Thompson at the press conference is the spokesman for the SSR. He says that Howard is innocent.
Howard's whispering a little extra phrases like he's a hero. We are humbled by his intelligence. And he just was like, we're humbled. Here's Howard Stark. Because he doesn't want to say any more good things about him.
Right. So Howard eventually gets shot at. And he ducks into an alley. But they miss. And he ducks into an alley. He jumps into a police car, but he is taken by the cop who is under hypnosis. This is the same cop we had seen previously with the doctor and Dottie.
I'm sorry I gave away that twist. I completely forgot.
That's all right. So Peggy and Thompson go to the hotel across the street because Peggy had realized the shots had to be coming from above the 10th floor on the hotel across the street. They go over there. The gun is rigged to fire itself in like kind of a specific order. It also
at a specific time,
right?
Like as a timer attached,
right? And it is also designed not to shoot where Howard actually was. It's above him. It's a distraction. They realize it's a diversion. They realize that Howard's been taken. And they also realize that, hey, today is the VE celebration where like
in Times Square.
Hundreds of thousands of people are going to be in Times Square. Holy shit, this is bad. Sure. Because we have this gas that is in the possession of the doctor.
Jarvis and Susa find the car abandoned and the driver killed, but no Stark. Stark is now at gunpoint by Dottie in a different car and tries to flirt with her but he doesn't recognize her from like the time that he spent with her. That's and gave so her a diamond funny. Bracelet. It's he so doesn't funny. Remember her name and she just knocks him out and she's so
love
upset.
That. I absolutely love that.
Even though she is like impervious to all this other shit, she still cannot stand a man who just doesn't know her name.
Yeah, or doesn't remember her. It's like, hey,
I was
like,
not that memorable, huh?
Shit. Fuck you.
They are trying,
I get that, honestly.
And they're getting the idea that they're trying to leave the city. They shut down every public and private airport, but Jarvis says there's another vault full of planes and cars that Stark, in a flashback, has shown to Dottie 6 months before. No. It's been 6 months and you don't remember her name, dude. Come on. The planes technically really fly themselves, but obviously he can fly them as well. Dottie keeps slapping him every time he gets her name wrong.
I love it.
I do too. The doctor talks to him about how he blames him for Finow and how he saw it while it happened, but had a gas mask and his brother was killed during it. His eyes were gouged out. It's bad. Mm-hmm. Stark apologizes and wants to leave innocent people out of it. So he's like, kill me. And then the doctor's like, I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to make you suffer.
Yes.
The doctor reminds him that he's a bad person and hypnotizes him into thinking about his biggest regret being that he digs up Steve and Peggy begs him to bring him home. And
right. So he's trying his best. Bottom line is that he created Steve and Steve had to be put into the water. And he is hoping that he can fix that by whatever he does next. And so this hypnosis has him believing that he's not actually going to be flying over Manhattan.
Yeah. Jarvis volunteers to fly another plane to stop Howard while Peggy goes to the tower to direct them. She finds the doctor and Dottie and has a gun on them. She fights Dottie. It's a very fun fight. Can't really describe it.
It is. It is super fun. This is well choreographed. And again, you know, that we don't get to see a whole lot of girl on girl fighting. And it is well constructed.
Mm-hmm.
Proceed.
Jarvis has an armed fighter plane and he's hesitant about having to shoot down Howard.
The other guy.
Dottie tells the doctor to get away from the radio and to run away.
I failed to add that in this fight, Peggy kicks Dottie out of
not yet. Dottie taunts Peggy about being worse than she expected. And then Peggy pushes Dottie out of a window and she lands on a plane and seemingly is dead. Mm-hmm. I say seemingly, emphasis on that word. Sousa and Thompson split up to find the doctor. Peggy tries to talk Stark out of it, but is failing, and he thinks he brings Steve back. The doctor knocks out Thompson, and Sousa has him at gunpoint. The doctor taunts him about Peggy and how other people pity him.
Oh, he's so awful. Sousa is just terrible.
He tries to convince Sousa to shoot Thompson instead. And Sousa knocks the doctor out and had earplugs in his ears the entire time.
Did he say something? Daniel Sousa, you're our man.
Fucking love you, Daniel.
Yes.
Anyway, Jarvis. Tells Peggy that I was looking at a different
guy. He's ready to take the shot. Jarvis is ready to take the shot. Peggy tells Howard, she tells Jarvis, I need more time. Peggy then tells Howard that she needs him, basically. Like, he's the only person that believes in her. That she, you know, they both love Steve, but she needs him in this timeline. And that Howard needs to let Steve go.
They both do. And she's like, yes, Steve died a year ago. We need to move on. And Stark does snap out of it. Peggy finds Dottie missing. Jesus Christ, you're like Michael Myers.
Shit, you got all the Halloween shit going on.
The agents take the doctor in. Stark forgives Jarvis for almost having to shoot him. Stark finally figures out Dottie's alias. Peggy walks into the office and everyone claps for her and congratulate her on her good work. Walt Cooper from the Senate congratulates Thompson.
And this is fuck shit.
For his amazing work. And Thompson accepts the praise without giving anyone else credit.
Right. I mean, you've got so much to give credit to. You've got Peggy.
There's so many things.
You've got so many people that worked on this.
Sousa is annoyed.
And you're like, yeah, sure, I'm awesome.
Sousa is annoyed.
Dude.
That Peggy didn't get credit. And is surprised she can take it. And she says, I know my value and everyone else's opinion doesn't really matter.
Amen,
right on, girl.
Sister.
But you do deserve credit. He asks Peggy out for a drink, but she says she has to meet a friend. But she's but she seems flattered. So that's a step in the right direction.
It is.
Peggy brings Angie to Stark's house.
This
and they
is
can
so
stay
cute.
There.
So Stark has decided that they can stay there. And Peggy and Jarvis talk. Jarvis is so cute. He's like, I have a really big project and I've got to overhaul the kitchen spaces. He's so funny. So Jarvis would be honored to assist Peggy at any time. And Howard has basically decided that he wants to destroy all of his inventions. But at that point,
His volatile inventions that were stolen.
Right. But Jarvis gives Peggy Steve's blood. And this is huge. What he says is that she is the only person in the world who knows what to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes to the Brooklyn Bridge. And she pours Steve's blood into the river and says, "Bye, my darling." It is totally fucking heartbreaking.
It really is. I would also like to add to that, that blood could have saved lives.
She knew, though. She knew what Steve would want.
I know, but
it's
my
beautiful. It's beautiful. And sad. And
it's very
tragic
sad.
And all things.
Anyway.
So the doctor is put into a cell.
With a muzzle.
With a muzzle on. And his cellmate is
the scientist from Captain America.
Hail Hydra.
And he basically wants to know the doctor's techniques, and that can be communicated via writing.
Yep. And so
that's the end.
He also says that America is the land of opportunity. This is the Hydra guy.
Yep.
America is the land of opportunity. Yes? No. Fuck you. So what were your best parts of this episode?
Sousa. I love Sousa in this episode. Him sticking up for Peggy. Him saying sorry to Peggy when he hit her, even though he wasn't in his right mind or anything like that. And him also putting earplugs in his ears before going to fight the guy who has like hypnotic voice stuff. That makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Stark geeking out about his inventions is very funny to me. Yeah. I like him being like, this can't be at this angle or this. And then he finds fault in everything the scientists have done. But then he looks at one and then he moves it ever so slightly. And it's like, now that's better. It's funny. Him feeling remorse as well for all the stuff that he's done. He and him actually like doing stuff to remedy that by like destroying his inventions and stuff like that it's admirable.
Yeah.
Final fight with Dottie and Peggy is fun because we haven't seen them fight. We've seen them fight individually, not together.
Yeah. Sure.
Peggy coming to terms with Steve's death along with Stark is very sad and very satisfying though. Because it's something she's been struggling with, and Jarvis giving Peggy Steve's blood.
Yeah, I wrote down less than you, as I often do, but I have, Peggy obviously is fabulous in this episode. Jarvis is so great, especially when he has to stand down from shooting Howard, because you see how conflicted he is about doing that. I really love Howard Stark, like, actually showing some level of conscience in this, mm-hmm. although it is limited. I love Sousa in this, obviously, and I love the culmination of things with Steve's blood. Like, there is an actual arc with that, and it's not left open ended. I think that is really well done. What were your worst parts?
Doc and Dottie.
Yeah. I had Dottie. For sure. I mean, she's fucking evil. And the Halloween thing. I have mixed emotions about Howard because obviously, him destroying his inventions seems both implausible and like, is that really benefiting the world? I don't know. I hate the doctor because he's terrible. And I hate the advent of, Hydra into this post-war universe. It's like, fuck, how in the fuck did Hydra survive all the shit that happened in the previous Captain America stuff? So that was kind of where I was with it. What grade did you give this episode?
An A.
Yeah, I think it's an A. I actually initially gave it an A plus. I know it's shock. It's not quite an A plus episode.
Maybe you're just in the mood.
I was happy. But at the same time, I feel like this is an excellent episode of Agent Carter. I think it's well worth all of the preceding episodes to get to this one. I think it is definitely worth watching the show to get to this point in season one. And, I'm looking forward to season two from this. I think there's a lot to be explored with Hydra. Dottie's not dead. a bunch of shit. There is a lot to look forward to in season two. So are we looking forward to it?
I am looking forward to it.
I think it's going to be super fun.
We really
hope that you join us. And
cheers.